I mean, yeah, that's what it comes down to, because they know that they could badmouth Biden all day long, and he'll still let them into the press secretary briefing. But Trump, you gotta tell him that his new clothes are shiny and beautiful, and that his balls have never looked healthier, or you'll never see the inside of those doors again.
Yeah, and the press loved him. Like the first press conference after he got back into office, they were texting each other, "We're so back, baby." They're just like so happy they got their boy back in, and he's gonna say dumb shit and give them ratings and clicks. And oh man.
Yeah, because he basically does the job for them. All they have to do with Biden, they had to sit there and look up stuff and, you know, research and everything. But for Trump, all they got to do is just copy down what he says verbatim, and boom, it's news.
Exactly. And then if what he said verbatim is a little too weird for the normies, you just clean it up a little. You just sane wash him. Just make him sound better for the normies. And then you move along with that.
So did you hear about Melania Trump's $1 billion lawsuit?
Oh, she's going to hit Hunter Biden with a $1 billion lawsuit?
Yeah. Yeah, because he said that he heard that Jeffrey Epstein was telling people that he introduced Trump to Melania.
Oh, God. That, again, everyone's always trying to figure out exactly why Trump is so weird about this. And Melania being an Epstein, one of his girls, like Melania being one of his girls that he trafficked around and then gave to Trump.
Well, she seems kind of old for his.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying, like, if that was, it's just one of those things where you're trying to figure out why Trump is so nuts about this, other than just the fact that he was directly involved. And it's like, what is his tangential relationship to Epstein that's like so freaking him out that he just can't just let this go and get it over with? It's so strange. It's like,
yeah. I mean, sometimes I wonder, like in his more coherent moments, if he's like, he knows how he can take anything and twist it and make it sound horrible. Like, you know, the Hunter Biden laptop from hell. Or the John Podesta laptop from hell. And so he's like, okay, if there's so much as Jeffrey Epstein and me went and got BLTs together, you know, it's over. They're gonna do what I would do in this situation and ruin it.
Oh yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the thing that's so funny, is that like Trump just thinking, if Trump had an above board friendship with Epstein, he can't even acknowledge that now, because he's just twisted himself into so many knots about this. And it's really incredible the amount of work the right-wing noise machine has done to try to spin anything other than Epstein as a story. Like this whole Russiagate thing, I really felt like I was going crazy, because I was sitting here and I'm like, okay, walk me through the Russiagate story. What's going on here? And then my people who knew the Russiagate stuff were like, so George Papadopoulos was talking to some Australians about how they had Russia in their back pocket. And I'm like, yeah, that was 8 years ago. I know that. They're like, yeah, we're just redoing that. I'm like, how grabs monitor, throws it out window. I'm like, how is this even a possible thing? You're telling me they're literally just rehashing the thing they did in his first term? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, no, my brain, it's trying to jump out of both my ears. Why?
I remember seeing a presser with Tulsi Gabbard, and they're like, and they ask her, they're like, okay, so this looks like it's everything that was already cleared by the Senate, including the current Secretary of Defense, I mean, Secretary of State. So what in here changes the story? And Tulsi Gabbard responded with a minute-long word salad that boiled down to, you'll find out. Like, she could not give them even a hint of what she had that was so damning and that somehow everybody missed 8 years ago.
Right.
Like, a new witness, something, you know.
Like, that's the thing, is that I remember Obamagate in Trump's first term, and they would ask Trump, they were like, so what did Obama do? And Trump would be like, you know what he did. It was terrible. And the press would just say, so, but what is the crime? And he'd just be like, look, I'm not even going to get into it with you. You all know what happened, and it was terrible, and it should never have happened to anybody, and it's just a disgrace what they did to my presidency.
And it was the crime of the century.
Yeah. And can you name that crime? You know what the crime is.
Yeah.
It's,
I know. He acts like this is why he was unable to get anything done during the first year of his term, because he had this shadow looming over him of Obama.
Breaking good news. The parent company of InfoWars has been turned over to a state receiver who will now sell it to pay the Sandy Hook families.
Sorry, go on.
So InfoWars is being taken from Alex Jones being given to someone who's going to just sell it. So like the auction to the Onion didn't happen, but now this state receiver is just going to like have InfoWars and sell it to someone. So
I know nothing about this kind of stuff, so I'm just going to let's say I'm cautiously optimistic, because yes. I have no idea if there's any meat on the bone here or not.
Oh, well, the thing is that's really funny is Alex has engaged in like so much obvious bankruptcy fraud, like publicly on his show, that it's very possible. Knowledge Fight has brought up the fact that like it's very possible he may have committed crimes while trying to avoid all this stuff. Like,
they say the cover up is worse than the crime.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And it's even worse when you do the cover up directly on your own show, to the point where you're like literally on air saying, I want you to buy things from this store and not this store. Cause if you buy from this store, I get the money. If you buy from the other me branded store, I don't get the money due to the Sandy Hook filings. Like there was this incredible, moment on one of the Knowledge Fight episodes that captured it, where Alex is like, I need you to keep me in the game. I need you to buy my high quality supplements. You need to go to the info war is what we're fighting. And you need to go to drjones.com, because he was just so programmed to say you need to go to infowars.store.com to buy my shit. And he caught himself because he's like, no, don't go to infowarsstore.com. Cause if you do, the Sandy Hook people get that money. You got to go to the store that's owned by my dad. Wink, wink. That's outside of that. And they, Alex has also been throwing a fit cause like the bankruptcy, people have now filed a lawsuit against his father. Cause like Alex gave his father, like, I think he gave him like a bunch of sports cars and some other property that was his, and it never.
Yeah, I remember. Didn't he do that while the trial was still ongoing?
Yes, he knew he was going to lose. Well, he had defaulted, so it was literally just the penalty stage. So he knows he's going to get hit for something. He doesn't know that it's going to be over $1 billion, but he knows he's going to get taken to the cleaners for some millions of dollars. So he just starts like giving all kinds of property to people who are not him in an effort to keep it away from the bankruptcy proceedings.
And I mean, why I can't figure out, I mean, he's doing this stuff that's so nakedly obvious that somebody like me who knows nothing about the law can see what he's doing. I mean, does he not have lawyers? Does he not listen to them? Does he have shit lawyers? What's going on here?
Who knows? I just think it's like he's the kind of guy that's just gotten away with it his whole life. And he's like, fuck it. They'll never get me, copper. It's just that kind of shit where you just think, it's never blown back on me before. Why would it blow back on me now? And you're just running with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just think that it's really interesting, and it's, yeah. So fuck that guy. I'm so glad to see that like this, the slow turning wheels of justice have made it so that, because Knowledge Fight's like still like 6 weeks behind because they're now covering Alex's descent into Epstein hell. And it's so funny to me watching people on like between QAnon people freaking out about it and Alex Jones freaking out about it. There's nothing I enjoy more than seeing all these like high-minded political pundits like tutting and being like, no, this Epstein thing isn't damaging Trump at all. I don't know what you're talking about. Meanwhile, every QAnon promoter I know is like fighting off angry hordes of their fans screaming about Trump being a pederast and Alex Jones is like literally about to go back to the bottle and become a drunk again. It's so funny listening to him be totally broken. He's just like, look, I support 95% of what Trump does. It's like, oh, but the 5% of him fucking kids is a problem. Alex, really? That other 5% just ruins it a little for you? Just yucks your yum a little?
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker.
Yeah, it's not a deal breaker, but it's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I wish my hero wasn't a pederast, but he's doing great things on the border and the economy. Ooh, it's roaring like a choo-choo train. And it's like, oh.
All these MAGA treating their leader possibly being a pedophile as if he has an annoying laugh.
Right, exactly. And there's my annoying laugh in comparison. It's just, oh God, yeah, it's so funny. Like, that's the thing that's so awesome about, like, because back in the day, these grifters, before they got trapped in the Trump QAnon web, where, like, everyone found out that if you, like, talk about the government, Trump arresting all the bad guys and Trump being the savior, you get way more likes, you get way more attention. Like back in the day, Alex was just the kind of guy that'd be like, two wings of the same corrupt bird, like, don't support the system. Maybe Ron Paul is a real guy that could do a thing if anything went right for us.
Yeah, those guys were definitely very independent leaning back then. Where they're like, they're Democrats and the Republicans both suck equally,
right? And that was the thing, is that Alex, you can just go right back to that. You could just be like, yeah, they're all terrible, and we got to fight them. And the only way you can fight them was with my high quality supplements. And you can just, but instead, all of Alex's like whining now is, look, man, if Trump wasn't in, Kamala would be in, and the Democrats are definitely satanic baby eaters, and Trump's only maybe a satanic baby eater, so that's so much better. I mean, it's like, dude, can you hear yourself talk? Can you hear yourself? Do you imagine Alex Jones from 15 years ago hearing this shit and hearing you sell your soul to this horrible human being? It's hilarious.
And that's basically what they have. They just they went so all in that there's no backing out now.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's basically like they took some money from the mafia, and then suddenly they realize that all their debt is owned by the mafia, and they're fucked.
Yes. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, this is the bust out. This is where you're now you can't pay rent, and now the mob is just going to take your business, blow it up, and collect the insurance.
Yeah. And it couldn't happen to a nicer bunch of people.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Oh, if we could take a quick break from MAGA, because speaking of lawsuits, you heard about Jim Stewartson and Kash Patel?
I think we covered that last time.
Did we?
Yeah, he defaulted. We were laughing about him. We were rubbing his nose in it about him being a terrible human being. It was pretty great.
Okay, I couldn't. Okay, maybe I missed that part. I did have to get up a couple points, but
our boy Jim. I mean, and the funniest thing about all of that is that it's a free speech issue. This is like one of the easiest lawsuits to fend off if you have any coherency about you at all. America's free speech laws are incredibly liberal. Yeah. And yet this idiot managed to default on it. He managed to screw himself over to the point where he lost a default judgment. He just like hid in a corner until the court said, well, he's not participating, so go to hell. Boom, done.
Yeah. And he's like, you could see how that he's just trying anything he can to try to, like, cause for a while he was like, what lawsuit? And then he posted something from like, I think like somebody was talking about it, and he's like, Kash Patel never sued me. I don't owe him anything. And it's like, what world are you, even his most stalwart people gotta be like, dude, you've been talking about this lawsuit for years. How could you now pretend it didn't happen?
Just ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, God, Jim, you idiot. It's really frustrating to me that you could have like discord inside like a debunking community like this. Like we're all here to like find the truth. We're all here to expose what QAnon is doing and the damage it's inflicting on the country. And this clown just runs in here and tells everybody, I got all the answers. And if you don't believe me 100%, you're part of the problem. You're on Michael Flynn's payroll. Just what are you trying to achieve? The answer is you're trying to build your own brand and you're just trying to get people to follow you and you exclusively as the only, I'm the only one who can fix this. And that's like fucking bullshit demagoguery. And you don't know what you're talking about. Cause every time we got into this, you really had no justification for why Flynn started Q. Like, you had no proof for it because there is no proof. No one is going to figure out who started this shit. Like, there's no phantom, discourse, chat log or, 4chan, like account verification thing that would show us who was the idiot who said that Hillary's passport was going to be flagged.